Witnesses have mostly testified about campaign work they did at the direction of unelected assembly caucus officials or legislative staff, but there have been a couple examples where work orders came down directly from Jensen's office. Lee Riedesel was asked by Dane County District Attorney Brian Blanchard whether he recognized a piece of campaign material that was admitted as evidence.
Yes. This is a yard sign for Scott Jensen that I did.
That was a job that was assigned by an intern in Jensen's office at the time. Riedesel says he wasn't really into politics when he was hired in May of 2000, and at the time he didn't see much wrong with doing campaign work from his state computer. When asked about it by Jensen's lawyer, he said it had been going on since at least 1988. That's nearly a decade before Jensen took over as speaker. But after the first media reports surfaced of the practice, Riedesel remembers people in the office were concerned. Blanchard asked him specifically about GOP aide Sherry Schultz, who is also on trial for using her state job to do campaign work.
Did she talk about any potential consequence for her, anything might happen to her?
We could possibly go to jail. You know, that was one of the terms.
Jurors also heard for a second day from Eric Grant, who worked in the same job for 5 years before Riedesel arrived. He says state employees in the Assembly Republican Caucus were told by directors that if someone was visiting from the chief clerk's office, the press, or ethics board, they were supposed to let everyone know. Sometimes this was done over the office-wide intercom.
And that was an indication that we were to essentially hide any non-state material, meaning hide all campaign-related materials.
Both Grant and Riedesel received full immunity from prosecution for their testimony. Prosecutors still plan to call more than 40 additional witnesses before Jensen's and Schultz's lawyers make their case. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.